Cooking sabroso.
Ya me siento chévero.
Cheveruki, chévero.
Ya me siento chévero.
Ya me siento por el libro, mamá.
Ya me siento chévero.
Yo me siento por la masa, mamá.
Ya me siento chévero.
Mamá.
Chévero, 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 chévero.
90.7 FM, KPFK, Los Angeles.
The Expansion Zone with Sonia Barrett.
Everybody's talking about consciousness. Everybody wants that eternal kiss. Yeah, everyone's saying there's more than this. Everyone wants to follow their own bliss. Talking about one love, one blood, one love.
On the Expansion Zone, we examine life and our quest to understand who and what we are and of the vastness of human potentials. We explore the making of our world from quantum physics to parapsychology, health, sociology, and philosophy, along with practical living. You are reminded of the possibilities in creating personal change. So for an hour, we'll stimulate and expand the mind. Well, welcome once again to another edition of the Expansion Zone with Sonia Barrett. I am your host, Sonia Barrett, and it is Monday. And thank you, as always, for tuning in on Monday, each Monday, to KPFK 90.7 FM. And of course, if you're tuned in online, you're listening through kpfk.org, streaming there. And wishing you the best that the week has to offer you and all the wonderful possibilities that is generally enveloped in a week. We don't know, you know, how it's going to start out, but we do know that the week will always provide us with some opportunities to learn something new. So I haven't really talked much about what's going on right now. And I'm, you know, well, I do it in different ways, but I haven't really expressed much on a personal level about this strange new world that we are all adjusting to, I think in some way or the other. The veils of so many different kinds of division are, I think, even clearer than ever. And if you talk to most of the people I talk to that are really kind of aware, we realize that. So, you know, we're dealing with that at this time. But what I do know is that in the midst of chaos lies opportunity for each of us to see the core of who we are and to perhaps commit to making necessary changes. It's how we affect the world around us. So, you know, I'm a big believer in that, in emphasizing the opportunity that exists in everything that happens in our lives. There's always something in there to be gained. All right. So my quote for today is this. It's actually a quote by Albert Einstein. The important thing is not to stop questioning. Curiosity has its own reason for existence. One cannot help but be in awe when he contemplates the mysteries of eternity, of life, of the marvelous structure of reality. It is enough if one tries merely to comprehend a little of this mystery each day. So true. All right. So a bit more on that in a moment. But the quote, and also in light of today's topic and who we have on the show, today's topic is Tao science of the greatest qualities. And who better to discuss that with us is Dr. Rulin Xu, who is a quantum physicist, string theorist, and Tao master. And of course, I had Dr. Master Sha on some time ago, as many of you may have heard the show. And so they have co-authored also a book together. Anyway, so we'll probably get into some of that. But anyway, I'm very excited to have her on the show today. So in terms of the quote, just really quickly, the fact that curiosity is being emphasized and being encouraged, I think that we must shake off our comfortable and perhaps complacent behavior if we are to enhance our lives and to give ourselves permission to want to live in order to discover this endlessly untapped reservoir of possibilities. Expand the mind, hence the expansion zone, right? So that's what I really want to add to what that quote really is saying. I think it's so necessary at this time. All right, so a bit of the bio of today's guest. Dr. Rulin Xu, as I said, is a quantum physicist, a string theorist. She earned her doctorate from UC Berkeley in 1994 and did post-doctoral research at Harvard University's Lyman Laboratory of Physics and the Houston Advanced Research Center. She's also a practiced Tao master, healer, and teacher. Dr. Rulin Xu is co-founder of Tao Science and co-author of the books Tao Science and Soul Mind Science with Dr. and Master Sha. And I could go on, but I am going to just read this really quickly just because this is what this is about. This is what her work is about. This is what we all really are supposed to be about. So Tao science provides a way to unify science and spirituality at the fundamental level. It leads to advanced quantum information healing technology. It can help heal at a deeper level, not only physical sickness, but emotional, mental, and spiritual challenges, as well as relationships, finances, and every aspect of life. Dr. Rulin is dedicated to helping heal and awaken people to their higher potential, greater power, and the deeper meaning of human life. All right. Well, welcome, Dr. Rulin Xu. Welcome to the Expansion Zone.
Thank you so much.
It's so good to have you here. So many things to talk about, but sometimes I ask this question and sometimes I don't. But, you know, when one such as yourself have one, you've gone into science and then you've gone into ancient science as well, ancient wisdom. Just curious, was there a turning point, say sometimes as children, we have a curiosity, at what point do you see yourself sort of making this curious, you know, move into the direction that you've gone into in terms of science, in terms of your education, and then moving into Taoism and so on?
Yeah, when we were in, like high school, at that time in China, studying science is very popular. Mm-hmm. So a little bit different from here. At that time, it's very, and the best students will go to study science. And I was happened to be talented in doing math. So my parents, teachers all encouraged me to go to study science. So I was able to be recruited to one of the best university in China. And then in the university, I was got inspired by Einstein's work. It's interesting you quoted Einstein in today's show. And then when I was, one of my classmates gave me actually a book about Einstein. And I was just like so fascinated about his pursuit to find the grand unified field, mm-hmm. to unify gravity with electromagnetic force. Mm. And so his dream of to find the grand unified field really inspired me. And I feel like that is a problem I want to work on. So that is like a definite change up there.
So you set out, but you had the foundation to begin with because of the difference in culture, as you said, in terms of science. But as you went along, you're thinking there's more here. So it became more than just studying this, because this was natural, you know, in your society to do that. So that's what I found to be, you know, curious as to that turning point where you think, wow, there's more here.
Yeah, exactly. That suddenly become like, that is something I really want to have in my life, you know, rather than doing science because my parents or teachers want me to do it. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we find a lot of that happens with people is they end up living a life that is really based on the parents or somebody else. So when somebody wakes up to their own authenticity of curiosity and questioning, mm-hmm. is huge on so many levels. Anyway, but we can talk about 1,200 different things. So I want to know now, in terms of, just to give people an idea of what we're talking about with Taoism, with the Tao practice. I read a little bit, which I took from your information. I read a little bit, but just in your words.
Taoism, you know, Tao wisdom is a very profound Chinese wisdom. It's literally the core of the Chinese culture. This wisdom is as old as Chinese culture. You know, it's supposed to be like, at least have written words of this wisdom at least 5,000 years, but it should be even come much, much earlier. So this wisdom is very profound. It's also very powerful, you know, in the Chinese history, and it's recorded that people have this wisdom. They could live a long life or have amazing abilities. And it is one of the core wisdom that has lasted, you know, help the Chinese culture prospers over thousands of years and continue to prosper. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so this just came to mind because, you know, things just kind of come off the top of my head. But when you were talking and you talk about the culture, that it's so embedded and it's so part of the culture, which Taoism then, which ancient practices of this nature is always about freedom and a deeper freedom for people, mm-hmm. a deeper yes. awareness, a deeper connection.
Right.
But at the same time, I kind of wonder wonder in the sense of the restriction that's placed on people by other people. Now, is it that you would say that there are folks, obviously, who are not necessarily practicing, practice. They're not really engaged in that because it's the only way you could want to do so much restriction.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So yes, that's a very good question. And I can see you really understand the Taoist wisdom in a deep way, actually. So according to the Taoist wisdom, the freedom is coming from ourselves inside, from our own heart, our own mind, our own spirit. And the other people, you know, you would think of the other people put a restriction on you, but those are not, you know, according to the Taoist wisdom, if you yourself have that deep connection with yourself, and also Tao in the Taoist wisdom is also means that the source, that where everything's come from. If you can have this connection with the source, then that is a true wisdom. And then everything around you actually will not restrict you. It's actually to enhance you.
Mm-hmm. That sounds, it's pretty much sounds like what I was saying earlier with the opportunity that lies in everything.
Exactly.
So you begin to see that the role of perception really does play a big role.
Exactly, exactly. To know, to be able to connect with a higher wisdom, you know, to really see the higher truth actually is what can liberate us.
So restriction can be in a way, or what our perceived restriction can be the instrument of opportunity to awakening to one's own inner freedom then. And I mean, that's the only way that I could put it is, you know, across the board, we're not talking just in China, but everywhere across the board, being able to turn those moments into that level of inner connection.
Exactly, to facing those restriction and realize they're not restricting us, they actually coming to empower us.
And
we need to not avoiding it, but facing it and connecting with it.
Mm-hmm. That, now see what we've just talked about, what you've just shared, it's almost like it's really not something to be glazed over. And the reason why I'm saying that is because people are, particularly now, are faced with this feeling of restriction and imposition and all of that. But again, what the emphasis here is, how do you then turn this around to see the gift in it, the opportunity in it? How do you utilize that? Because it's very heavily in our faces now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We can't avoid it.
Yeah. So what I'm teaching is that the restriction is actually, it's in our self. So the external restriction is just a manifestation of internal restriction we put in ourselves. So through the external restriction, we can look inside of us and see what we actually restricting ourselves. Mm. And so I have a technique. In fact, I teach people how go deep within to release that restriction we put on ourselves. And then when people can do that, they will see actually external restriction will disappear.
That is, and that's what everybody wants, though.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the
and
key.
That's mm-hmm. So this technique is really empowering. This is what I'm actually training people and also empowering people.
Okay.
You know, recently I have a training and also coaching program to help people release deep trauma. Those are, you know, some deep trauma people, like people come to me, they have been in a consultation for more than 30 years and go all kind of therapies, but you cannot help them to release it. And then with this training, they're really making progresses.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And that's what's important, which is why people tend to run from this thing to that thing, because they're desperately trying to find that one thing that's going to work, that one practice, that one opportunity. Mm-hmm. So I thought this was really important for, I think, the listeners to really see this moment for themselves and those things that feel like a weight on them, you know, to know that there are other ways to have that lifted. Now, are some of these things, maybe not right now, but are there any tools or any practices, anything that before we end this that you might be able to do with our audience?
Yeah, I can give a little bit demo. Oh, yeah.
Okay, let's do that. Let's save that for a little bit later then. So hear that, guys, that we're going to have something there. I love that, because we need as much tools as possible. So in terms of your research, I'm just jumping there a little bit, because you've talked about a moment where your research didn't go quite the way that you were thinking, correct? I think also that's important, because it seems like out of that disappointment, you emerged, you grew, from what I'm understanding, from what I've heard from you, there was something greater that started to happen for you from that disappointment. There's a lot of people out there, everybody has faced disappointments in their lives. Again, this is about converting. How do we convert those disappointments into something usable for expansion?
Yeah. Yeah. In my case, you know, I was trying to work very hard, trying to find that grand unified theory, which Einstein, you know, working on for many years, actually devoted his life later years on that. So I was also devoting my life working on that very fascinating problem. But I could not make the progress I really wanted. And so I was kind of disillusioned, also disappointed. So I actually gave up on physics and then moved to Hawaii and actually started a factory. but then in Hawaii, I started to had a spiritual awakening. starting to be able, like you said, connecting with nature, with you know, with higher possibilities, and uplift my consciousness, and actually awaken to the power of love, and the higher love, and then I met Master Shah, and you know, and then with Master Shah's the healing work. And so this healing work is very profound, deep healing work. You know, at that moment, he called it soul healing. And so with his healing work, I was able, so at that time, I was not even working on the physics. But then with the healing, suddenly I started to have insights and breakthroughs about the grand unification theory. And so in the... And then, automatically, I started to do physics research and published about 15 papers in the last few years. So I'm back to do physics again.
I love it, though. I love it. This is what I love about all of this. I think you had to let go of a lot of your perception at that time, which we all face, but sometimes we don't want to let go. Mm-hmm. But it's the letting go was necessary for the growth that would come, not only the growth, but then you had to move to where you moved to. Then you met Master Shah. I mean, the string of events that would take you back to what you originally really wanted in a profound way. And I'm pointing out these things because all of us, we need to see this.
Yeah, that's good insight. Thank you.
It is, though. It is the journey, I think, is just so incredibly fascinating. All right. So now let's look at the greatest qualities. Let's look at what does that look like when you're talking about Taoism? You mentioned love, which is right at the top of the list. Mm-hmm. I know of the 10 that you talk about. Mm-hmm. And we could maybe start out with love, because I think that to some degree, there is still a very shallow understanding of that, the kind of love that we're talking about. It's not just, you know, well, I love everyone, but you really don't, because there's a lot there that's not clear to go into that kind of deep. So can you talk about that some, please?
Yeah, thank you so much. I'm so glad we're talking about this greatest qualities, you know, and because at this moment, humanity is on the verge of to really can, you know, either we go through very horrible time of self-destruction, or we can uplift ourselves to live on a higher, out of a higher freedom, like you were talking about, maybe even higher abundance, right? With all the technologies available, we could live a life. We do not really have to work much and truly enjoy ourselves, right? Or we can use the technology to destroy ourselves. We really have this very, you know, possibility. Both are, you know, very possible. But what we are going to choose, right? And and to choose the higher possibilities, to be able to live with great love, with joy, abundance, this is possible for everyone. And to really create a life for everyone, we need to realize, you know, there are deeper wisdoms. This 10, you know, we call it the 10 greatest qualities. One of the quality is the greatest love. And this wisdom, so this greatest love we were talking about is to realize actually humanity, each one of us, are being loved by an infinite source. And this infinite source is right within us, and it is around us. And this infinite source loves everyone, everything, in an infinite way, unlimited way, unconditionally. It doesn't matter if you're good or bad. It, you know, this infinite source does not judge you, or you know, it does not judge you. So you're good now, I'll treat you well. You know, if you're bad, I'm not going to treat you well. It actually gives us unlimited, unconditional love. So to understand this greatest love, when we can truly understand this greatest love, then we will be able truly love others, and also really be able to receive this love and become prosperous and successful, happy, healthy in our lives.
Yeah. And I guess that looking at that kind of love, it's the allowing. All is allowed. And I think that's something that many people have a difficult time with, because they'll say, well, why did God allow this to happen? You know, but it's clear that all is allowed. Now, that's what you're saying. You're saying that there is this love where you're not restricted or judged. You're allowed to be, but still be love, regardless of what it is.
So in the Tao science, we showed how everything is created. So each one of us, we create our own lives. Yeah, we create our lives by giving the information and then direct how energy goes and then create the reality we experience. So we are the manifester of the life. So there's a source, and the source in quantum physics is basically the emptiness. Yeah, the emptiness. In this emptiness, it contains infinite possibilities. So each one of us is giving the infinite possibilities. So which possibility we choose to manifest into our lives, we decide it. We decide it by what information we give to ourselves and give to others. So if we give information saying, oh, this world is limited, we have to suffer, we have to struggle, then we manifest a life. We have to struggle. We're struggling, right? We have to work hard. You know, everything is limited, right? But we also can give information said we are loved and there's unlimited possibilities and there's infinite abundance for me, and I love myself. Life is full of love. And then you will see you're living a life, right? And the life is full of love. So we are the manifester of our own life. We are the director of our own life. This is what quantum physics is teaching us.
Right.
So the source just create all the possibilities and unconditionally give all these possibilities to every one of us. And the source does not judge, okay, you think this way, you are wrong. Source actually honor, respect everyone. So you think this way, I give this to you, right? You think this way, I give this to you.
Your wish is my command.
Exactly, exactly. Yes.
So we're each directing the energy. Now, we've heard this in many different ways. I've had a lot of, you know, people on, and of course, the audience, those who do their own research, you know, have been at it for a while. But we hear it, I think to hear it in many different ways can hit us in a way that can unlock other awareness that you go, oh, I know this. But then suddenly I hear it today from this other person and I get this whole new burst of understanding. And I think that is what's so profound about information, this kind of deep level of information.
Yeah.
And that when you talk, we talk about trauma and we talk about things that are stuck there that we have had a hard time releasing. I would imagine that is the interrupter. That might be the difficulty for some people to experience this love, this move into this space. Because there are people that are listening that going, yeah, well, I've done that and it doesn't work. Is it because there's things then that they have not addressed, they've not faced with themselves to allow that shift to take place?
Yes. So because what we have experienced, or even our ancestor, what they have experienced, you know, there are certain information in our field is already stored inside our body and also stored in our field. So they secretly controls our lives, right? If we don't face them, they secretly controls our lives. So you wonder why my life is so miserable, even I'm trying to be good, right? Because there's some information was stuck inside, especially for people who have gone through the trauma. Some very dramatic information was stuck inside the body and direct how they feel, how they think, you know? And the people don't want to face it because it was too dramatic. So they were stuck inside their body and then their emotions, and it controls their life.
So this, and also while you were talking, I was looking even at the idea of sometimes we judgment is a way of, I think, escaping or maybe avoiding really even looking at our own stories, you know, so we fill it in with judging. And so everything we do becomes about judging how someone else does something or judging, because it keeps us outside of ourselves.
Exactly. Inside, in the mind, you know, just, you know, goes through this negative information over and over again. And but you cannot really like connect with themselves.
Yeah, it just
connect with the source.
Right. Mm-hmm. It just continues to loop.
Yeah.
Now, one of the other things that, I mean, of course, there's the 10 that you speak about, but one of the things that I found to be truly freeing, they all are, but the piece about forgiveness is absolutely so, so profound, because many people live their lives not being able to either forgive themselves or someone else, or not even realizing that that is the piece that is, you know, holding them stuck. So can you talk about forgiveness as like one of the qualities? I mean, we can address others, but that one, because that's where a lot of the judgment comes from.
Forgiveness is absolutely so important. Like we said, our life is controlled by the information, you know, we give ourselves, or be the information that's inside of us. So if we are, if we experience some, you know, challenges or sicknesses, or somebody's angry with us, or somebody steals our money, right? So we need to know this kind of happens. Things happen is because there's some negative information in our life we have given to ourselves and others that made this happen. So if we really want to change our life, rather than be angry with somebody being angry with us or stole our money, right? And if you're really smart, you really know how, you know, we create this situation. The first thing you need to do is actually apologize, because we give ourselves and others some information made this happen. So you need to find out. So first apologize, because we made this happen, right? So first apologize, I actually made this happen. And then find out what we have done to make this happen and change that information. If you can change that information, then you can change your whole life.
Mm.
So that is the meaning of the forgiveness. Forgiveness is to stop doing the things that are hurting us and start to do things that really brings things we really want.
So you're changing the data, the information in there. But, right. You know, when you say somebody stole our money and then you apologize, you know, and then somebody's going, oh, what do you mean? You know, I don't want to apologize. And it's interesting how it's much easier for us to hold on to being upset with someone else than to want to take on any responsibility for that. And I think that's where the science becomes really important. And I'm using that word specifically right now, because I think for people, often bringing in that realization that this is a science, this is a dance of science, then life is a dance of science. And to understand then, why are things coming towards us? Why is this happening? Because things just don't happen to us, right? They're just not random.
Exactly. And we actually made them happen. We made them happen. Actually, they come to our lives to help us to find what we need to improve. If we take life like that, you will see your life become more successful, more happy, more joyful, have more love. But if you're trying to fight against it, right? Oh my God, you know, you complain and judge,
you get more
blame, you know, and then you will see your life just going downward.
You get more of the very thing that you're trying to get away from.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. It's definitely a process. So, well, what I'm going to do right now is we're going to go to break. And when we come back, we're going to continue this very stimulating and important conversation that we're having at this time. So stay tuned, and we will be right back after this brief break. And we are back. Of course, you're tuned in to KPFK 90.7 FM in Southern California, and you are listening to The Expansion Zone. My guest today is Dr. Roland Shu, I almost said Shaw, and we are having such a great conversation right now about, to me, I think a lot of practicality is what we're doing right now in this show. A lot of practical steps and concepts that I think anyone can grasp. Nothing over anybody's head. And it's a matter of utilizing this information right now. Particularly, Dr. Roland, as we begin to transition to the other side of this pandemic, you know, as we've been in this womb of change, a lot of chaos, but then there's this point of, in a way, like rebirthing and people preparing themselves, you know, their lives for the other side of this. Mm-hmm. What can you add to that?
Yeah. So what I would say is to utilize right now the challenges, find out what kind of negative information we can transform into positive information, and starting to embrace and also go deeper to connecting with ourselves. You know, one of the great things about the pandemic is, you know, actually now we have a lot of time for ourselves to be with us. We can go deeper to connect with ourselves, because what we, from our scientific research, we find that what is really outside in our life is actually created from what's inside ourselves, what is inside our heart, what our feelings are, what is, you know, what the messages we give to ourselves and give to others. And so if we go deeper connecting with ourselves and letting go of those negative narratives we give to ourselves and others, stories we have given to ourselves, and you can recreate a good story for yourself. You know, we are the director of our own life. So maybe rewrite the movies about yourself, rewrite your life at this moment, and all of us can have a great life, great potentials, possibilities. Mm-hmm. And start dream out of what life you want, and you will see you can really manifest it. This life is not far. Your dream life is not too far from you. We all can live our dream life.
Right. And I think to remember that we do live in this ocean of possibilities. Mm-hmm. And as you say, you know, possibilities are endless. I think that for many people, they feel like they can swim and swim and swim and they can't get to, you know, those particular possibilities. But it all hinges on what you said earlier. It's the belief systems and all of those things that are there. Now, I also want to address this, even though you've addressed it in many different ways, but I'm being specific right now because there are many people who might say that, yeah, being locked away or being by myself has been traumatizing, depression, and some people feeling suicidal. And from everything you've said, it still seemed to go back to facing these hidden things that are there that we have a hard time facing.
Yes. So this is a time we need to face it, and then they can actually be released and become something to empower us. So we have techniques, you know, to help people really actually just facing it. And then when people, you know, I usually, you know, do a consultations, help people to face it. When people face it, they actually see it's not that scary, and actually they will just go away. And suddenly they feel the peace, feel the love, and feel the joy that is right within themselves. And when they feel that, and they start to see their life changed. So it's, life is really just this magical, and it's so easy actually to transform.
Yeah, once you understand it, once you allow yourself to understand it, I think the fear is the thing. And much of it is in our minds and in our heads. You know, we have an image of, if we face it, oh my gosh, you know, it's really big and it's really scary. But if we are able to step up to the plate, and this is where maybe for some people, they need to work with, you know, someone as yourself and be okay with that. The fact that I really need some help in working through this in a profound way, not just in a therapeutic way where you're just reliving the story over and over, but using some of these techniques, these ancient tools. So do you think this is a probably a great time to maybe give us a sample, you know, of a practice or a tool that can be utilized?
Yes, yes, I can help people. Yes. So basically, so maybe I will lead people on a meditation, how to connect with our feelings. Is that okay?
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So what you can do is, so from a Tao science, we find that everything that is outside or in our life is actually coming from what is inside of us. So the key is to be able to go deep into our body to connect with what is really feeling inside our body. So let's close our eyes if you can. If you cannot, it's okay. It's just and have a deep breath or have a breathe into our lower abdomen. And then feel what is your body is feeling. You know, when you have breathe into your lower abdomen, what is the sensations that's coming up inside your body? So feel the sensations, feel what is happening inside your body. And also become aware of what kind of thoughts coming up, what kind of feelings coming up. And also trying to feel, you know, this emotion or emotions, sensations or thoughts that are coming up, which part of your body is reacting to those emotions or thoughts? What is the sensation, what is reaction of your body to these emotions and to these thoughts? And go inside your body, feel those sensations. Connecting with those sensations, go inside your body and feel them. So at this moment, you might feel some tension. If you think of a thought or a certain, you know, maybe your relationship has a lot of tension, or your work has some, conflict. So when you think about them, go into your body, feel what's the reaction of your body to this kind of happening in your life. And go into your body, feel those sensations inside. So maybe at this moment you can feel maybe your shoulders have some soreness, or your heart has some pain, or your chest is tight, or your stomach is like really, really tight. Those basically are all your mind is very, very busy, you know, very, a lot of confusions coming up. So all of this is just showing where you are holding the negative information. Your body is holding those negative information, negative energy. So what you do is you go to those areas, you know, some, you know, if there's a soreness, you go to the part of body that feels the soreness, or the part of body feeling the depression or feeling the tightness. You go to that part of the body, actually go in there, feel it. And also you're feeling certain emotions, you go into your part of the body, feel those emotions. Facing them, feel them. Go inside your body, feel them. So go inside your body, feel, and feel, and feel, and feel, feel, feel. So we also have this, I'm going to also turn on this quantum vibrational field. It's called the Tao calligraphy field. It can, when you connect with your blockages, I can turn on this Tao calligraphy field, help you to release the negative information energy inside your body. So I will ask this Tao calligraphy field to give you a massage, help you to release those blockages inside you. Tao calligraphy field massage start. Tao light massage, start. So you just need to focus on the pain or depression or anger that is inside your body. Go inside your body, actually feel them. And then the Tao Light Massage is going to help you to massage and help you to release it. So you just go in there and feel it. Feel it. Feel your pain. Feel your depression, or feel the soreness. Feel the busy mind. Whatever your challenge or this moment you're feeling, so you connect with them, you actually feel them. You don't resist. You just go in there and feel it. And feel it. Feel it. Feel it. Go inside where you have some blockages, and go inside there and feel it. Feel your blockages. Feel your pain. Feel your depression. Feel your anger. Face it. Face it. Feel it. Feel it. Feel it. Feel it deeper. Go eat deeper into your body. Feel it. Go deeper in the body that hold those sensations. Go inside the body, feel it. Feel it more. Feel it. Feel it. Feel it. Feel it more. Feel it. Feel it. Feel it. Feel it, 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 feel it. So you have soreness or tightness somewhere, you go into, or pain somewhere, you go into the part of the body feeling that soreness, feeling that pain, tightness, you go into the body, go inside that part of the body, you know, with your consciousness, and go in there, actually feel it more. Feel it more. Feel it more. Go inside the body and feel it more. And you can see, when you go in there and feel it, they actually disappear. And then maybe now there's more other sensations may come up, and more, but that just means, you know, other things are ready for you to get released. When we can release all these blockages and negative feelings or busy mind or pain inside of us, then the outside reality start to change.
Mm.
So this is a secret.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And I noticed that What happens is when you're doing that kind of focus, that kind of meditation, you don't really have the opportunity to judge, because the observation, the observing takes you away, as you keep saying, feel it. I mean, you're forced to do that, you know, to just be there and to observe. And we're used to judging it and disliking it, and the more we do that, is the more pain, you know, we end up feeling. It's like everything just intensifies because we're at war with it.
Exactly. When we're judging, we're, you know, analyze, you know, those actually, in the Tao science point of view, creates more negative information. Negative information is the root cause of all sicknesses, difficulties, challenges in our life. So the more we do that, the more we're creating for ourselves challenges, difficulties, and sicknesses to ourselves. Mm-hmm. But the key is stop doing that. Actually go into the heart, feel it, facing it, and feel it.
Mm. And it all sounds so simple, and it is simple.
Yes.
What we come
it's
up
difficult against, to do. Yeah, very difficult to do.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're coming up against old habits, old patterns, you know, social conditioning.
Yes.
You know, we're coming up against those things. So I'm pointing those things out just because, you know, somebody's out there thinking, yeah, well, I can't, you know, I've tried it, I can't do it. But just to remind people, that we are faced with all these social programs, social conditioning, and, you know, and our neighbor thinks the same way, and, you know, our friend thinks the same way, and that's what we come up against. But it can be done. It can be done. Yeah.
Yes, yes. So it takes training, coaching, and also practicing. And also healing, you know, so this is a Tao light massage is good for, to help us to release the deep blockages, because some of the you know, the mindsets and, you know, the negativities is so deep, you know, you cannot even, it's like completely reprogrammed the whole existence. Mm-hmm. So even you want to face it, you don't even know how to face it. It completely controls our beings. Mm-hmm. So that is why, you know, the Tao light massage, Tao light healing is can be a critical.
Mm-hmm. Like everything else, you know, it's a habit. We have to reprogram ourselves, and mm-hmm. we're just used to the what we would define then as negative habits. Mm-hmm. It's so much easier to do that. You know, it's our norm. It's our normal, but then you try to do something the opposite of that, and we find so much struggle because we want to loop back to the old behavior.
Yes, and also learning the wisdom is so critical, because sometimes we are doing certain things because we don't know anything better, right? So, and I know you're a very good student, learning all the amazing wisdoms. Yeah, so learning the greater wisdoms that will help us to get out of our limitations and to embrace higher possibilities.
Mm-hmm. And we have to want to. We have to want to.
Yes.
Like anything else, we have to give ourselves permission. We have to want to do it.
Yes.
Yeah. And, you know, and I emphasize these things because I get it. I totally understand what you come up against. But I think the beauty here is the more evidence we have of the change that takes place, you know, with when we begin to do some of these practices that we've been talking about, the change that takes place becomes encouraging. And you want to do more of it, but first you have to start. There's just no way to do it. I remember going hiking some time ago with my my grandson some years back, and he wanted to go, you know, to this, because I hike all the time, so he wanted to go, and I knew how far it was, and it was uphill, and I said, are you sure? And he goes, yeah, I want to go. And so once we finally got there, now he's exhausted, and he wants to get back, but he doesn't really want to have to take that trek. I go, well, the only way to get back is to get back. So
That's true.
So, same thing here. The only way to do it is to do it. So,
yeah. So if we don't do it, life will force us. It will give us more difficulties and challenges and sickness and force you to go back.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So if you do it earlier, then you don't have to suffer through those.
Absolutely. And also, the other part of this is that feeling that somebody's always doing something to us, which is what we addressed earlier, and you explaining that, you know, why things are coming towards you. Again, yes, people, I'm emphasizing this because I know it's easier for us to feel like someone is doing something to us.
Right.
And why it's happening. It's for all the reasons that you talk about, is, you know, what we're drawing to ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Now, is there, we've got some time, a little bit of time, I think, like just, you know, a little bit of time, but is there any other aspect of this that you would like to maybe address, just, you know, throw out there to let people know something that we haven't talked about? There's a lot of these greatest qualities. So is there anything you would like to throw out there?
Yeah. And one thing, I actually recently had a workshop about the science of oneness. And so, because everything, you know, this is Tao science really teaches us, because everything we do, we actually create a set of vibrations. This vibration, other people can receive it. And then, you know, our action, if the other people receive the vibration created by us, they have certain experience, right? And those experiences also in our vibrational field, and we will also experience it. So what we are experiencing is what we made others to experience. So if we want to have success in our life, we should try to do something that brings success to other people. So if we are experiencing challenges and difficulties, realize it is because our ancestors or we have done something brought those sufferings to others. So we are truly one. Yeah. So when truly people know about this wisdom, we should do things that make others happier and healthier. And then the happiness and the success and and a good health will come to us. So this is some most people don't realize. They think, oh, I want good health. I need to eat well and I need to do this and do that. But really, the ultimately, the good health and success and happiness is when we did something made others happier and healthier and more successful. So this is something I want to emphasize.
Yeah, you create the field. I mean, you basically create this field of health because you're, you know, how you're treating other people. And so it's the field that you're creating for yourself overall.
Yeah, this field, if this field, other people filled your field, and they if they become happier and healthier, and then that experience will come to us.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Makes sense. So some people, yeah, so some people, you know, suddenly you just feel oh so happy, right? Or sometimes people just for no reason they're just depressed. Why is that? You know, it's because you know either you or your ancestor has done something that make other people depressed.
Mm. Pretty simple but profound.
And yeah, very profound.
Very profound. Okay, so let's let us know how we can make contact with you if anybody's listening that would love to work with you, also to get the book or anything else that you would like to, any other workshops that you're presenting, anything at all, you could let the audience know.
Yes, we have, I'm a co-director of Tao Center Portland. So we offer healings and consultations. We also train healers. We also teach workshops to empower you to heal your life and also be empowered to create life you wanted. And so this, so we have many workshops. The upcoming workshop, we have a women's series, women's empowerment series. And also I just taught a workshop about science and the power of oneness. And so our website is taocenterportland.com. And so at the website, you can find out our workshops and also how to make an appointment with me. And you can even have a free consultation, 15 minutes, and we can, you know, teach you how we can, you know, guide you how you can transform your lives. And we, you know, in a Tao Center Portland, every day we create amazing miracles. You know, people come to us, have cancer, and through one session of healing and also the guidance. And, you know, next after 2 days, they go to their doctor and doctor said there's no cancer. So this kind of thing, you know, so I was telling about when you change yourself, like inside, the outside are going to change. And so we experience this every day in our center. So we welcome you to also experience this amazing power to empower you to change your life. And also together we can help the world become a better place. We can really create an amazing world for everyone.
Oh, thank you so, so much. Thank you so much for being here with us and for sharing your wisdom. And I look forward to more. And so to my listening audience as well, thank you so much. I know that you love today's talk as you generally do. Do visit the website, theexpansionzone.com, for the archive for this show and for so many other shows. Also, our YouTube channel, be sure to subscribe to the YouTube channel as well. And to find out more about me and my work, do visit therealsoniabarrett.com. I do want to thank also our engineer, but do visit therealsoniabarrett.com and sign up for our free, workshop the first Wednesday of every month called Reality
Wednesdays and our members, the expansion portal, which is also once a